You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I bet you do, man. That's that old. You requested that, didn't you?
No.
You didn't? Ricky, like you played that on your own? Yeah, that's kind of a Tony song right there, man. Definitely.
That sounds like a hater.
Wow. Nah, I just said it. It sounds like your Tony song.
What exactly does that mean?
Old school.
Let's break that down. Oh, okay.
Old school.
Grandpa song.
See,
yeah.
Look at it. You always going straight to the negative.
Hey, man.
Part,
you
man.
said my name. You used my name. I'm wondering what kind of vein you used it in.
Anyway. So. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. We got co-host Tony Smith in the building. If you're just joining us, good morning and welcome to hour number two. And we've been discussing the school shooting in Madison and just trying to unpack it just like everyone else is, because they're still trying to figure out motives and everything. Let's go to Pat. Pat, thank you so much for being patient. What's your question or comment?
Hey, family, good morning. I was calling to, first of all, give my condolences and my prayers to the whole situation, all families. But I was thinking, like, what could be a solution, and that there's really hard answers and thoughts to that. I hate to say it, but I think we need to have the metal detectors in schools and officers, and for the people who don't want the metal detectors in the schools or officers, I think how about parents being held accountable for what their children have done? I mean, I know that's
so
terrible,
Pat,
because I have children.
Pat,
myself,
why'd you hate to say that?
Because
this is for the protection,
kids,
right?
I know they don't always do what we want them to do.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, so it's hard to say it, but when it comes to taking life, going into a school and terrorizing, and you having guns around a child that probably is dealing with something, some mental health issues, I think you need to be held accountable as the parent. So that's my suggestion. I don't think it's a solution, but that's all I got.
Yeah.
Y'all have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you so much, Pat. And on YouTube message board, DVJ says, I'm down for metal detectors and don't care about perceptions or feelings. These are different times we are living in now. Just my thought. And Gwendolyn says, I agree with Tony. Exactly 100 to DVJ as well. Continue to hit us up on our YouTube message boards. You can stream and watch Tony and I live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com, and continue to hit us up on our talking text line 833-212-1017. And I just think that the conversation continues. It needs to continue. And I think that, in my opinion, I just want my children to be safe as possible. If that means going through a metal detector, or again, so why don't we say, I feel like I'm going into a prison when I get on a plane. You got to take off your shoes, unless you pre-TSA. But yeah, you got to take off your shoes.
You
got to take off your belt. You can't take it. Right. You got to do a bunch of stuff. So why is it okay that we're good with that? But, oh, no, I don't want my kids to have to go through a metal detector when they go to school.
But here's the thing, though. And that's why I say, because before, I mean, I've traveled long enough where you didn't have to do all that.
Exactly. I mentioned that yesterday as well. Yeah, before 9/11,
and now,
you could just walk to your plane.
Right. And now stuff is different. Like, you used to get people walking people to the gate. You used to get all kind of stuff. So now it's different. So you just got to accept a different norm. That's what it is. And it's for safety. The same thing like Telly talked about, the TSA. it's for your own safety. A lot of people don't like it. They're complaining, especially you running late. You got to take off all your. I got TSA pre. Y'all better get TSA pre. So you don't have to do all that. You get pre-screened. But it's uncomfortable for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel safer that you went through it. So I don't think that your kids having to go through that or seeing that, it's going to look any different. Again, like I said, they're already in class practicing for an active shooter.
So
the whole perception of school being something different, that's already out the window.
Exactly.
They're already practicing for guns. And they've heard about these shootings before. So
you think they're going to be like, well, I don't want to go through a metal detector, right. But hey, let's go through this shooting drill in case there's an active right. shooter. It doesn't make sense.
It's a new norm. Yes. So just get used to it.
Right. Mr. Wright, you're on Truth Be Told with Telly and co-host Tony. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. How y'all doing, man, morning?
Good.
So I guess my comment is, man, I feel like we need more resource counselors in the schools. Just something that I learned about myself at late in the game is, you know, I had issues, and I didn't even know I had issues. So I feel like we need to be you know, and as parents, we need help, man, too. You know, I mean, we can't catch and watch everything. But I just feel like every kid should probably have some kind of screening. You know, somebody needs somebody to talk to, and kids ain't always good with talking with their parents. My daughter is 13, and she's a good kid, but she also have a counselor, you know, someone that we take her to like every Saturday, every 2 weeks, and, you know, she talk with her and speak with her. You know, it's hard for kids to get things out to us as a parent, but they will speak and talk to other people. So I feel like resource counselors would be a good help, man. And, I suggest more resource counselors, man, in the schools, man. Let's get somebody talking to the kids. I feel like that'll help.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mr. Wright. Yes, we mentioned that as well in terms of just more psychologists, school psychologists. You don't even have those anymore. You barely even right. have school nurses in schools anymore. And so, yes, that like some of the things that we feel like isn't a big deal ends up being a bigger deal later down the line. It's, well, we'll cut that right now for budget reasons, but we'll revisit it in the future, which never ends up happening.
Right. And we know that, especially as of late, mental health has been a big concern in many facets of the country, right, and life. Mental health has come up. So when you talk about safety of your kids and trying to get into these kids' heads before they go ahead and resort to something as violent and destructive as the, a school shooting. Like, yeah, why aren't they talking to somebody? First of all, I'm an advocate of counseling in all forms. I've been to many counselors, just trying to, you know, sometimes it's good to hear from somebody neutral, somebody who's a professional who understands the human mind that can help you work through whatever kind of issues you're having, whether it be a marriage counselor, just a personal life counselor, for kids, whatever it may be. Counselors are definitely a good tool and a resource to use. But, I mean, you got to prioritize it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's just not been prioritized. And I don't understand why not with all the incidents of violence, all the situations you see where mental health seems to be the cause of it. Like, why isn't this prioritized?
Yeah. How about the simple fact of the existence of social media? Dame brought up a great example of when we were coming up. Say, for instance, you had on a Solo besides a polo shirt. Mm-hmm. And you may go to school and, yeah, kids will rib you, but that was it. Nowadays, you wear something like that, you on social media, they're talking about you. And it's a totally different thing. And even just from that small example, you understand that these are different times, and different times calls for different measures.
Yeah, and nowadays in social media, it's like someone posts something about somebody and the whole thing is, oh, I'm going to the comments. to see what people are saying about it.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's always like they say, they say the internet is undefeated because of it. There's so many people having access to whatever, a picture of you or a video of you. So many people have access that would otherwise not even know about the situation. And now all these different minds and ideas are targeted at you.
Yeah.
Pointed towards you. That's a powerful tool pointed at you.
Oh, gosh.
And if you're like, for me, like, I may or may not go read the comments, but I'm the type of person, I'm not going to really care. And I'm going to have fun with it. I'm going to clap back at them, you know, but everybody's
but
not
everybody's
me.
Everybody's not like
everybody's
that.
Everybody's not me.
Exactly.
And I'm old, and you got young people who are way more impressionable, way more sensitive to that type of stuff. So that's where the problem with social media comes in.
I'm so glad that you're talking about that, because that's a great segue to what we also wanted to move to in terms of social media and engaging in things that are your business. And I know you heard about the Travis Hunter and all that happened when he won the Heisman Trophy. And there are so many people that have come out and commented on his relationship.
Including him and his girlfriend.
And that's what ends up happening, where if you feel like you got a response, you are entering a no-win battle.
And internet's undefeated, bro.
Yes, and it's a reason why they say that. And when we come back, we are going to hear from both Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter and his girlfriend about
Do we have to hear about her?
We're going to hear from her.
Do we have to hear from her, though?
because we could just play a little bit of it, I don't know why she felt the need to go and explain everything that went down. And yes. So we're going to get into that on the other side of the break. Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. Again, you can stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we have big news. Mark your calendars for February 28th, which is a Friday, as we will be hosting our first annual Truth Community Awards, celebrating individuals making a real difference in our community. We will honor the excellence in our community and recognize the quiet warriors creating extraordinary impacts. Tickets go on sale soon, and you do not want to miss this night of inspiration and celebration. Come celebrate with us on Friday, February 28th at the Truth Community Awards, presented by Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel. Man, Tony, what happened? Did you? Well, social media wasn't around.
Yeah, thank
you.
You
got drafted.
We ain't worried about none of that.
But
my business is hiding in the weeds back there.
Yes. Well, apparently, since everybody is in Travis Hunter and Heisman Trophy winner, let me put some respect on his name.
Yeah.
Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter on Saturday night was awarded the Heisman Trophy in New York City, and that ended up being the sub story, as his girlfriend became his girlfriend became the main story, at least on social media, about her reaction when he won the Heisman Trophy. She didn't apparently stand up in enough time for people.
Deion nudged her a little bit.
Deion nudged her. And then she was the last to stand up and the first to sit down. And, of course, they have heard all the backlash, meaning Travis Hunter and his girlfriend. And I guess they got tired of hearing all the stuff and they wanted to clap back. So this is what Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter had to say about all y'all folks talking about he needs to dump his girl.
Much to talk about. You talk about my girl. Go talk about your girl. Go find a girl. Go find a life. Stop worrying about my what I got going on. I know what I got. I know my girl. My girl been with me for 5 years. Y'all are just not starting to talk about me and just not starting to be with me. Like, come on, man. Y'all go do something else with y'all life. Clickbait pages. Y'all better stop. I'm telling y'all. Y'all, something bad gonna happen. Y'all keep doing that. Y'all better stop that.
Hey.
I ain't playing. Y'all better stop. All the clickbaiting pages. You know, when we were sitting down and I was at my papa shop, we was talking about my family. What was they gonna do while I was in there signing stuff? I had all my family there. And that's why she did. That's why she said she's gonna stay there so they can get stuff. That's why she said she's gonna sit there so she can get so they can get stuff, have fun there. She wanted to go back to, they wanted to go back. Some of them wanted to go back to the hotel, some of them didn't. Y'all trying to make everything, y'all want everything for clicks. Like, stop that. That's crazy.
Click, 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 click.
All right. That's what
hey, man,
Travis listen, had to say. What are your thoughts, Tony?
First of all, the young man, great football player, but.
Exceptional.
Yes. I mean, he's got, I'm with him in the sense that I don't like people all up on my business. But he's got to understand that's the lay of the land. Mm-hmm. That's the business you chose. And unfortunately, it is a side effect. You know, it's like when you're taking that medication to help something that's been hurting you,
mm-hmm.
but you got a little other side effect to deal with. Well, you know, I think you'll be okay with your millions that you're going to make for people being in your business.
Yeah.
The key is keep your business out of the social media. Social media... ain't for your personal stuff. That's why it's called social. It's not personal media. It's social media. It's your keep your business. His girlfriend is the first problem. First of all, you know you're on camera. Don't be acting funny. Put on your best face. Put on your Sunday best. Act like you got some sense, and nobody can see anything. Right.
Yeah.
The second thing is, do that first. Second thing, definitely don't get on social media running your mouth. That's where the other problem comes in.
Now like, you're responding?
Yeah, your girlfriend created the issue by running her mouth. First of all, with that little thing with y'all in y'all Christmas PJs or whatever y'all was wearing, matching PJs, talking about how she didn't like you at first and how you actually got her. Like you were pursuing her for months and months, and then she needed someone to go to a party with, and she called you?
And now,
come on, man.
Yeah, well, you're gonna force me to play everything that she had to say. Ricky, we got that lined up, don't we? Yeah, let's go ahead and run. Okay, yeah. So this is Travis Hunter's response to everyone in social media land.
I mean, that
talking
was
all yeah,
the one that, you just
the,
played,
the one
yeah.
that we just played.
Yeah, that was his response.
She had a response as well, and starting to explain everything that was going on that night. And it started to sound like a lot of excuses that were being made. The town, the caller, we're going to get to you, but we want to play this first. Go ahead, Ricky.
I'm going to be addressing all this stuff online because I'm tired emotionally and mentally of seeing people try to make me out to be a person that I am not. but with a testimony without a test of faith. So I'm going to start from the very beginning with this my type thing. I got permission from Travis to say these things because these are previously things I didn't want online. But I'm going to tell y'all the full story just so y'all know. Mm-hmm. So Travis, when he first ever DM'd me, when we first met, I said I left him in my DM for 2 months, and people said, oh, she left him in his DM until she figured out who he was. That is not true at all. The real reason Travis sat in my DM for 2 months is because he DM'd me when he had a girlfriend, and her name was in his bio, so I instantly knew he had a partner, so I exited. Okay, I'm going to be addressing.
Okay, Ricky, we'll run the next one in a little bit, but she addressed that, and she was saying, okay.
It's a
what is that?
Fire drill.
Fire drill. Oh,
get
boy.
Out.
All right. Hey, you don't have to tell me twice. Hopefully they will get this squared away because...
May we have your attention, please?
Yeah.
May we have your attention?
Oh, boy.
Okay. Get out.
Okay. I don't know if we're going to be getting out real quick, but...
We ain't getting out. we can get out right when we go to break here.
Right, but... But yes, again, that was the response. And going back to why she left him in the DMs for a couple of months,
right.
She was saying that, well, he had a girlfriend and I didn't want to be with somebody who was cheating on me. I mean, that who was a cheater.
Who had a girl, yeah. He had a girl, so I left him in there. I mean, it's a legit reason.
Yeah.
Not to answer his DM.
I don't think that's my business to know. I don't think that's
the nation's. That's what I'm saying. I don't know why
to know.
I don't know why they're answering questions.
Yes, yes,
about stuff. Because first of all, you got to understand, just like anything else, all the people out there, half of them still aren't gonna care. That's the whole thing. Half the people aren't gonna care. First of all, they're just trolling you just because they're bored. They got nothing else to do. They're professional trolls. You're not going to satisfy them with an answer. Don't waste your time.
Yeah, yeah. Tony, we're going to go ahead and get to break so we can figure out this fire alarm thing. But the town,
tell
the caller.
Panicking, folks.
I'm telling you. Look, man, hey, I ain't going to be one
tell
of the ones
scared.
Like, I ain't believe them. Like, if a fire alarm is pulled, there's a reason why. The town, the caller, we're going to get to you after the break. We're going to figure this out. Keep it locked right here. Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we are safe and secure.
One of my all-time favorites right here.
Yes, yes, yes. That was just a test, in case you were wondering.
Test of patience.
Yes, we didn't get burnt up.
That thing was long.
Again.
Can't stop, won't stop.
We were discussing Travis Hunter, Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter, and his girlfriend or fiance, whichever one they're going by. They have decided to respond to all the backlash that they have been taking since Saturday night, when there was a lot of stuff going on outside of him just receiving the Heisman Trophy. Gwendolyn hit us up and says on our YouTube message board, if he was in her DM, isn't that cheating anyway? Make it make sense. I'm just saying.
Right.
It just depends on what is justified as cheating, I guess.
Right.
I don't know.
He was trying to hit you up.
Yeah.
And so now you cool. That's probably why she worried about him.
Hey, the town. That's a great time to go to the town. Thank you for your patience. You are on Truth Be Told with Telly and guest co-host Tony. Good morning.
What up? What up? What up, Telly? What up, Tony?
What's happening?
It seemed like, first off, all that good training that Deion then gave that boy for the field, he should have gave him some training in media and tell him how to talk to his female to convey the right message they trying to get past. Mm-hmm. Because he making all the wrong moves. Yeah, I mean, you making all the wrong moves if you was a player on the street. I mean, if you a regular pro on the street. How you got your girl talking to you like this? So underneath, disrespectful. Because really what she's saying is disrespectful.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
if y'all, I mean, I know y'all men of a certain age, so y'all catch that. But maybe the kids don't catch that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, because number one, bro, I mean, a baby girl, this ain't your show. This is Travis Hunter's show.
Correct.
So you got to go everything around Travis Hunter. Now, and that means you have to have your face right because you're with Travis Hunter. All the cameras are watching. Is it fair? No, it's not fair. But you know what? That's why he gets the big bucks. That's why you're going to get the big bucks, baby girl. But I don't know. It seems like you're messing up. Because good thing about black people, and especially sisters, they gonna tell you when you wrong, regardless. Travis Hunter is coming out at this the wrong way, because really though, I ain't talking about the trolls and whatever like that, but I'm talking about specifically for black people, and more particularly black females. They just looking out for your butt, my guy, little dude. because you sound like you sound like a little guy that's been you know what I'm saying, like you're the man, like his mama said that at the what's in that. And that's good too, because that's how my wife be talking to my son, and you know, they play some ball too, and I get it. You're him. You know what I'm saying? But it's always somebody bigger and better. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it seemed like ain't nobody want to talk to him, because really, Travis Hunter, really, you sound like a square, my guy. You really sound like a square when it comes to this what's name. I hate to say it like that, but you need more media training, my guy. You need more media savvy, and your girl, too. And final point, like, it's social media, and you put it out there. It'd have been one thing if you ain't say nothing, if you stand pat and don't say anything. But yeah, you got something to say. And not only you got something to say, your girl got something to say. Mm-hmm. Man, go get you some training. Yeah. Go get you some media training. Straight right. up.
Appreciate
That's
it.
My time. Love.
Appreciate it.
Love. What up, my man Jordan Love? No props yet?
No.
Yeah, all right.
All right, the time.
Yeah, I know.
We appreciate it,
man. All right, man. I hear y'all.
All right, we got to get to the caller. The caller, you're on Truth Be Told with Telly. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Well, that was a lot to unpack, brothers. I mean, you know, he said some of the things I was thinking, but I wasn't planning on saying. Because but since he said it, and we have a professional athlete who grew up in Sherman Park area where you didn't have to be a professional. I know some guys who were pretty good very good high school players, or just players that grew up in that area. And Telly, I'm sure in East St. Louis you knew these guys. You were just not going to tell the world your business or have your woman, who would not be your woman anymore, speaking on your business. Our business isn't a street business, and I think that's a Sherman Park area ethic, right, T. Smith?
Yeah, that's when you say, hey, coach want to see you and bring your playbook. You know you're in trouble.
I never heard anything about Tony Smith except for what happened on the court. And that's what, to speak to Telly's point, when you're sitting up with matching pajamas on with your girlfriend, you can't then go and tell people who you put in your business, you know, now stay out of my business because you're not saying the things that I want you to say.
Yeah.
And as far as the young lady is concerned, as far as both of them are concerned, I think they deserve each other, because you lose them like you get them. If you cheating on her, I think there's a lot of songs about that. You know, he's going to cheat on you, you know. And the amount of money he's willing to pay, that's his business. And I'm sure, Telly, you've seen the video of Coach Prime talking about the dictionary size prenup he's going to write up for Travis Hunter.
Yeah, I did see that. Yes. And I'm sure that if there's going to be a time where she is going to try and get Deion out of his life, because she definitely will understand that he is going to do whatever to protect Travis, not protect her.
Deion's like us. He's looking up here like, what is going on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You
like
know
he kind of. He kinda,
he's like, the dude, Tony Smith. He's the dude who made the song Must Be the Money. He should strap him to a chair in the locker room and make him watch that for like that video for like 10 hours.
Right. But I mean,
instead of coming to practice. Yeah, like,
Deion's old school. He understands what's going on. Like you said, Travis, in this situation, like you gotta understand that this is his show, this is his time. It doesn't mean he's more important than you. It just means that he's in the limelight,
yeah.
Right? So you, as his girlfriend or his partner, you gotta support and protect that. And it's not like, I don't want to think about it as like you're protecting the money, right?
Mm.
It should be from a place where I'm protecting him, because I know being in this position that you're in, people are trying to come for you. Mm. They're looking for a reason right now. Right. First of all, they're jealous of what you have and what you're doing. So they're going to come for you. My job as your partner is to support you and protect you and shield you from that. I'm not going to go out in social media and give them ammunition to come after you. Like, that's the absolute opposite of what should be going on. She's out there giving ammunition, like, which is crazy to me. And you're making him look a certain way, like a couple of guys said, making him look like a simp, making him look a certain way, And that's just giving people ammunition to go after him.
Yeah.
And take, again, the focus should be on his football. What's he doing? He just won the Heisman. This is where all the talk should be. Like, where is he going to get drafted? Where is he ranking amongst the all-time great college athletes? Right?
Right.
But we're talking about him and his girlfriend and his relationship. Like, this is a result of y'all talking about stuff on social media that is nobody's business.
And I think that they totally, totally handled this wrong when you decide to open up. So now, do you think people are just going to accept what you said and said, all right, that's cool, that's their relationship?
No.
Or do you think they're going to dig deeper into what you're saying?
Oh, Travis, so you were in another girl's DM when you had a girlfriend. So
yeah, that is.
So now you're looking at her like, oh, there's no way you can trust him now. Like, if you know he was in your DMs and he had a girlfriend, like,
correct.
Are you really trusting him now that you're with him? Probably not. You're probably checking his DMs now to see who else DMs him, because when he was in your DMs and he had a girlfriend, he wasn't who he is now, right? He wasn't Travis Hunter. So you can imagine the attention he's getting now that he is actually Travis Hunter and he's about to get paid. He wasn't getting all that before when he was in your DMs. Now, suddenly, he's a totally different dude. I guarantee she's monitoring his social media and DMs.
Yep.
100%.
Yep. And so Gwendolyn on our YouTube message board says she should have just stood up. Plain and simple. Now look what's happening. And so, Gwendolyn, I'm glad that you just messaged us that, because she responded to that as well, about why she didn't stand up when her boyfriend won the most coveted college football award that anyone can get.
And I was like, I don't want to be in that shot, so I'm going to sit down. So I try to sit down, so I'm not in the camera while I'm crying. People are going to be like, oh, why is she crying? Like, you know, stuff like that. And so I got out of the camera purposefully so they can have their moment. That's all it was. No one told me to stand up. No one had to tell me to celebrate with him. I was just sitting there crying. I wanted to take it in myself too. I was super excited for him. But I wanted the moment to be about him and his family. And that's another thing. People are like, why did he sit next to her? Why was his mom? We had assigned seats. We had assigned seats. I didn't have a choice where I sat. They are obviously going to put some time.
Yeah, so she's continuing to go on. And Ricky, we have the next one too. Can you continue it? Again, why are you explaining everything that went on? As long as you and your significant other have an understanding, why do you feel like the need to explain it to the world? So,
she clearly trying to find some form of acceptance out there. When it's social media, there's not going to be total acceptance. Like, whatever you do that's on social media, just like you and I here, Telly, we're talking right now, somebody doesn't like you.
Somebody
doesn't like me. Like, am I really pressed
am
about
I
that?
Am I going to respond am to
I,
everybody?
Am I really stressed about that? Do I really care about people I don't know not liking me?
Yeah.
No, and not one bit.
And I don't know if that's the new age, because we've been talking all show how things are different nowadays. And is this how it is now, where you feel like you need to respond
she
to
wants
everything?
To be liked.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But we're going to step aside for a short break, but keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly, with co-host Tony Smith. We will continue this on the other side of the break, because I just truly believe they open up a big can of you know what when they decided to respond to all the backlash. Keep it locked right here. Back after this.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yeah. You know how we do it.
Yeah, we know how we used to do it. These guys these days are doing it a little differently, as Travis Hunter and his girlfriend has decided to respond to all the backlash. And And I think that is a no-win situation because the, as we have said, and Tony has said it twice, go ahead and say it a third time, Tony, the internet is what?
Undefeated.
Absolutely. LT hit us up on our True Talking text line and says, she's already undercutting him, you out. She the Robin Givens of 2024.
Man.
I think that someone definitely should pull her to the side and simply tell her, hey.
Except Robin Givens didn't try to pull back and explain.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to take this moment that we're going to go on. He has no idea this is coming. Yes. I'm about to expose Mike Tyson. He's been beating me. And Mike just froze.
Mike froze, man. Like legendary interview.
Oh, man.
Legendary interview with Barbara Walters. But going back to this situation, Tony, when you are an athlete, and this is, you know, I'm glad that you're in here today because you are very few people that I know that can relate to Travis Hunter in this situation, meaning not, you know, from the girlfriend standpoint, right, but just from the transition. Like, you are in college. You're about to become a professional athlete. You are about to enter, you leaving Marquette, you're about to enter the NBA. How much of your focus need to be on this transition and not this other stuff?
Yeah, obviously different worlds. We're talking about no social media back then, so everything wasn't national that you did. It was localized, right? So, but listen, we've had, and he's a little bit before that happening during our rookie seminar. So, you know, the rookies come in, they give you a seminar on kind of what to expect from life or and how to go about your business, how to, you know, transition from a broke college student, which, again, like I say, different times now, they're no longer broke college students, they're getting money. Mm-hmm. How to transition from that into somebody who's about to have some money and all the complications are going to come with. So as far as the lessons and the what they're trying to teach you is concerned, like, kids need that now coming out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here, you're about to go into college NIL action. This is some of the stuff that's going to be coming at you with the social media around now, too. Totally changes the landscape, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to – one thing that I was immediately was told and understood at that rookie seminar was that if – just to say you're doing something with some of your friends, right? Your friends get in trouble. In the paper the next day, your friend's names will not be there.
Yeah.
Your name is going to be the headline
because
mm-hmm. you're the known person.
Right.
So your friend, they don't nobody know. If they put John Smith in there, no one knows who John Smith is. They're not going to put that in the headline. Mm-hmm. They're trying to catch a headline. Your name, Laker Tony Smith, is going to be the headline.
Yes.
And that's going to draw eyes. So you got to be careful who you're hanging around with and what they're doing as well. You just can't, you might want to go do something, but I can't do it. With this girl, you got to, like, listen, I'm unfortunately, you know, you don't want to say it and be that way, but if she doesn't understand it, I'm about to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm worth a lot of money. Mm-hmm. My reputation is important as far as endorsements go. As far as that, I gotta stay clean, right? So, our business does not need to be out there. Like, mm-hmm. You know, like go talk to LeBron. He stayed clean.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. He stayed clean. I mean, you just got to keep a clean image if you want that money to come in.
Yes, yes. And I also look at this as a fact that this is a great time for you guys to just go underground. How about you all don't?
Well, the genie's out of the bottle now. It's too late.
Yes, yes. So I understand that. But it's a shame if during these interviews, when Travis Hunter is going to get drafted, that this may come up.
Mm-hmm.
Because these teams are about to invest a lot of money into you. They want to make sure that you are in the right place, both mentally and physically.
Right.
And so, straight up, these GMs and these owners of these teams that's about to give you all this money has the right to say, hey, man, you and your girl straight, we ain't going to have to worry about this, that, and the other. And that should never be
right.
and a part of the interview for a job playing a sport.
Unfortunately, they're not going to be that open about it, though. That's the problem. Because I mean, if you're thinking that I'm a company, that's kind of a petty thing to bring up my relationship. So they're not going to say it, but they know about it.
Yeah,
because it's
absolutely
out there.
And, it's out there,
and that's what people in their business are paid to do. They're going to check you.
Yes,
they're going to do your regular check. They have to do like a regular job, but they're also going to do the social media. Like you've heard of that stuff happening, so
yeah,
you got to keep your nose clean.
Yeah, well, you hear the music, Tony. You know what time it is. It is time for our Truth of the Matter, where we give our takeaways from the topics that we have discussed throughout the show. Tony, what is your Truth of the Matter?
Yeah, and mine's going to relate to a lot of different things. Like you can't, like in this situation, you got to be careful of what you're doing with yourself and your life. Like you can't. I was talking to somebody the other day about, listen, your life is your life, right? So you better make the decision that you want to make, because if I take your advice and it don't play out the way, now I'm mad at you for how I live my life. Like that doesn't even make sense.
Right.
I'm gonna do what I know you got me some advice, but I'm gonna make my own decisions because I'm the one dealing with the consequences. If I make a decision and it's bad, you ain't got to deal with it. It's my life. I got to deal with it. So I'm gonna deal with it. And they don't need to be explaining on social media to people that they don't even know, like somebody behind the keyboard with a fake account. Mm-hmm. Like you don't even, why are you explaining these people?
Yeah.
Who cares? They're not in your life. They are not going to matter. So, you got to be careful out there, people. It's a crazy, crazy world out there. And if you're old like me, it is very different from when I grew up. So, try to make adjustments, please.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for that Truth of the Matter, T. Smith. My Truth of the Matter, like you said, we have discussed a lot throughout this show. And at the beginning of the show, we were still discussing the school shooting that took place in Madison as they continue to try and figure out motives and unpack that situation. And I think, again, it is important for us to continue the conversation and continue to not only have that community in our thoughts and prayers, but to figure out how this doesn't happen to the next community. Because if nothing else, again, we were reminded that this could happen anywhere. So the solution discussions need to continue because we already know the problems. And as for Travis Hunter and his girlfriend, just shut up. That's all I gotta say. Just be quiet.
Yeah, just say, listen, we're done talking about it. Don't worry about us.
Yeah, that was last Saturday. Like, no one is still sitting around. The people that are sitting around still thinking about what you and your girl are doing, those are the people that you should be the least concerned about. And with that, that is our time. Thank you so much, T. Smith.
Yeah.
9 more hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio coming up here on your dial. Up next is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Peace out.